Marshall as the man called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find the man called X. From Cannes to the Italian border, the Maritime Alps push almost to the sea, forming a narrow known as the Côte d'Azur of the French Riviera. Here are assembled the dissolute and the disenchanted, the rich, the noble, the greedy. By day, lounging at the edge of the blue Mediterranean, at night, cramming the casinos, pushing forward their chips with trembling fingers. Only at dawn is the wild clamor of desperate gaiety silent. At dawn, the game is over. But in the garden of a villa just inside the borders of the tiny principality of Monaco, another game is in progress. And the stakes? Death. Two men stand back to back, small antique pistols in their hands.
Gentlemen, you know the rules. When I begin to count, take five paces, turn and face one another. Then you may fire at will.
An aging British novelist counts off the paces.
Three, four, five.
A paunchy, mustachioed Egyptian prince turns, takes careful aim, and squeezes his fat finger against the trigger. American playboy lies sprawled across a flower bed, a red stain slowly spreading on the pleated white of his evening shirt.
You killed him! You murderer!
Here's another one, Ken. This time it's the Tribune. Want to look at it?
No, thanks, Chief. I've read enough of them already. Playboy sire of wealthy senator killed in duel. Shocking disregard for moral standards. Fight over married woman shows depravity of the international set.
That's about it.
The whole thing just doesn't add up, Chief. Mark Whitney wasn't the kind to get involved in a foolish mess like that. What's more, he had a serious job in his hands.
Sure, Ken. Whitney was a good man. One of the best the Bureau ever had. But around those crazy people, anything could happen.
But even a crack marksman missing a 300-pound target at 10 paces? Oh.
You think the duel was faked?
Well. Where's that last letter we got from Whitney?
In the top drawer there.
I'm heading for the Riviera for a rest. Hope to fish for some channel bass. We'll try to catch a big one.
That's right, Ken. He had a crude lead.
Sure, but there aren't any channel bass along the Riviera, Chief.
Huh?
Except the kind who channel information behind the Iron Curtain.
Wait a minute. You think Whitney was onto something hot?
Could be. Could be that he hooked into a whopper when they pulled him overboard.
Oh, no, Ken. There were too many witnesses. R. Clifton Lockridge, the novelist, that actress, Rhonda DeValley.
She's Prince Hawkins' wife, remember?
I know, but she seems to have been in love with Whitney. Ken, people like those don't lie to cover up a cold-blooded murder.
Maybe not. Maybe it's just a crazy hunch. But the last time I was in Monte Carlo, I found the best system for gambling was to play your hunches.
Now, hold on, Ken.
So long, Chief. If I win at roulette, I'll cut you in.
Welcome to Monte Carlo.
Oh, hi, Olio. I was expecting to see you up front.
Ah, monsieur, I have been promoted since you are last in Monte Carlo. No longer am I the bouncer. Now, I am assistant manager. Number three. And you, monsieur, what brings you to Monte Carlo?
I felt lucky and decided to play a few hunches. Besides, I came to settle the estate of a friend of mine. Perhaps you knew him, Julio. Mark Winston III.
Oui, I knew him, poor boy. Had I known how it would end, I would have let them finish the fight here.
Huh? Well, did they have a fight at the casino?
Mais certainement, it was magnifique. First the American sinks his teeth in the prince's stomach, all the way to the reef.
Yeah.
Then the prince knocks him down and jumps on him. Then the American rolls him over like a ball. Oh, I hated to break it off.
Oh, sure. Did you happen to know how it started?
Alas, no, mon ami. I arrive when things are already going good. The American sinks his teeth into...
Yeah, you said that. Is there anyone who might have seen the fight begin?
Oui, Georges, the croupier. Young Whitney, the prince, his wife, They were all playing at Joseph's table. I can call him over if you like.
Oh, don't bother. I'll have to send you a chip somewhere.
As you say, mon ami. The fourth table on the right.
It was you, madame. It was you? Merci, monsieur. Well, shall I place your wage, huh?
Any number you choose.
I do not bet, monsieur. I know the odds too well.
I'm betting you know a great deal more than that.
Perhaps I do.
A friend of mine had a quarrel here last week. I'm curious about it. Curious enough to double my stakes.
Monsieur, I watch the wheel. The faces of the players come, go, change. I do not notice. Where was you, madame?
His name was Mark Whitney. Well?
You lose, monsieur. Take my advice. Do not gamble anymore. You are sure to lose.
Someone has to win. I've always been pretty lucky.
The percentages are against you, monsieur. No matter what the stake, money, information, life even. Take my advice. Leave Monte Carlo before you lose more than you can afford. Remember, the percentages are against you.
Thanks for the tip.
You more, Vantel.
Wait, don't move. I have to talk to you.
Huh?
What month were you born in? I know, December.
Why, yes.
I knew it, a Sagittarius. I could tell it the minute I looked at you. I need a Sagittarius in my orbit.
Sure.
The stars are just right for it. I do everything by the stars, you know. You've got to come to my party tomorrow night.
Well, that's very kind, but I'm afraid...
I'm Mrs. Farrar, you know. Helen Farrar. You must have heard of me. My party is a world, isn't
it? I've heard of you. Now...
I do hope you're coming tomorrow. Of course, it won't be anything elaborate. Just a little get-together at my villa. A few games of chance. No one really important. Except, of course, dear Rhonda and Baby.
Baby?
Prince Hutton, you know. We all call him Baby because he's so fat, of course.
Of course, that follows.
I heard you mention being a friend of poor Mark. I do hope you won't hold it against Baby. It wasn't his fault.
No.
Rhonda's been disconsolate ever since. So has Baby. So have I.
Yes, and it must have been pretty hard on your business.
I don't know what you mean.
Don't you? Or has giving parties become so profitable that you've abandoned your little sideline of...
Just a minute.
As I recall, Mrs. Farrar, was it? When you left the United States 2 years ago, this will avoid prosecution on several counts of blackmail.
I've never been so insulted in my life. Good night. Oh, Mr. Thurston.
Huh?
Don't forget about the party.
How could I? After all, it was written in the stars. Hello, Fagel. Here. Let me have a try at those dice.
Oh, yes.
Just as I thought.
Love is for beer, eh, Mr. Thurston?
Fagel.
Oh, they're not mine, Mr. Thurston. How could you think such a thing? They belong to my cousin Pierre. He works at Monte Carlo.
Oh, sure.
Besides, who wants to get rich? I just came to the Riviera because you were here.
All right, Fagel. Who told you this time? The chief secretary again?
Who else? Mr. Thurston, stop staring. It isn't polite. Especially when I don't know what you're looking at.
Over there at the back of our table.
Oh, the pretty petunia.
That's Rhonda di Valle, the Italian actress.
Oh, she's the one Mark Whitney. Well, come on, Mr. Thurston. What are we standing here for?
Easy, Pagan. That's her husband.
Is that character in the uniform? Oh, don't be silly. What could she see in here?
Prince Hakim Raid is one of the richest men in the world.
Well, I don't see what... Oh, a marriage of connivance, eh?
Something like that.
Come away from the table, Rhonda. You've lost enough.
I'll lose what I like. A million times 2 million. You can afford it. It doesn't please you, go home. I'm staying.
Ooh, how can she talk this way to all that money?
Rhonda, we will leave together.
Take your hands off me. And going off for some fresh air.
Hey, Miss Rachel, where are you going?
Out on the terrace. See you later, Pedro. Yes, yes. You better try my handkerchief.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. But it's all been so frightful. Like a nightmare of hatred and jealousy. And murder.
Was Mark murdered?
What else can you call it?
Rhonda, who told Hakim about your interest in Mark?
Must have been Helen Farrar. She knows too much and tells everything. unless you pay for her silence. And then you have to pay more and more, all the money.
Won't you introduce me to your friend, Rhonda?
Of course, darling. This is Mr. Thurston Helen told us so much about. My husband, Prince Akin.
Prince Akin?
You will forgive us, Mr. Thurston. My wife is overwrought. Time she went home. Isn't that right, Rhonda?
Yes. I'm tired. Very tired. Good night, Mr. Thurston. We'll meet again. Soon.
I'm sure of it. Good night.
Quite an actress, isn't she?
Hmm? Oh, hello, Lockridge. Didn't see you there in the shadows.
Well, I suppose I should have spoken up when you and Rhonda came out, but I enjoy eavesdropping. It's a novelist's prerogative, you know. You'll have to forgive Baby, by the way. These Egyptians take their women so death seriously.
I gather that.
Yes, Mark, funny thing about that business. There are always men hovering around Rhonda. Baby's challenged three or four of them, but he's always backed out, apologized. I decided he was something of a coward, and then he finally goes through with a duel against a known crack shot who, by some strange coincidence, misses his aim completely.
If it was a coincidence.
What? Oh, yes, now that you mention it. Yes.
Wait for me. I don't want to walk home.
Okay, Pagan, hop in.
What a party, Mr. X. I haven't had so much champagne since my sister Olga got... Hey, Mr. Thurston, looks like you've got a ticket.
Hmm?
Oh, she's stuck under the windshield wiper. Here, I'll get it. My cousin has some good connections. Hey, this is some kind of a note.
Let me see it. If you are truly a friend of Mark Whitney's, come to Eden Rock by 1:30 this morning. Block printing, no signature.
Eden Rock? Garden of Eden. Let's go.
Hang on to your hat. We haven't got much time.
Take it easy, Mr. X. If I gotta go to the Garden of Eden, I don't want to get very much. Isn't anybody here, Mr. X? Yes, you must have got the cold feet.
Shoot that flashlight down there onto the rock.
Sure. Why, Mr. X?
Yes.
Oh, poor Prince Hakim. Oh, hold that door and he has to go and fall off a cliff.
Jagan, I got a hunch he was pushed.
From May 4th, 1951, you're listening to The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall.
Do we have to climb all the way down here, Mr. X? He's dead anyway, isn't he? Well, then?
I'd just like to see if... Yes, he's already been searched. Nothing on him.
Well, what are we waiting for? It's cold and, I'm getting wet.
Wait a minute. Look at his head, please.
Bold as a billiard cue.
Yeah.
But, Mr. X, in a casino, he had black hair. Maybe he got so scared he just all fell out.
Well, maybe he wore a toupee. Give me that flashlight. Let's see. Yeah, there it is. Up on this rock.
How do you like that, Mr. X? Oh, it just shows you can trust nothing you see. Why, I bet you that... What are you doing? Where'd you get a piece of paper?
Fastened inside the toupee. Red 38, red 21. If you lose... Cut stakes in half. Red 7, black 4.
It's a system for playing roulette, Mr. X. Hey, baby, that's how the Prince Hakim got so rich.
Not with this system. Come on, Pagan. Let's get back to the casino and lose some money.
Sure. Lose? But, Mr. X...
Come on.
Well,
36, red 21.
Hey, what's that sign up ahead?
Oh, detour.
Just like back home, eh? Now, where were you? Oh, yeah. Red 36. Mr. S, look out! Hey, what kind of a detour is this anyway, bringing us right to the edge of the cliff?
A very special detour, Pagan, meant just for us.
For us?
Yeah. Let's get back on the highway. Stable.
Hello, sir. Been planning to lose a little money and supplement the Marshall plan?
Looks like Mrs. Farrell's party has moved to the casino, Lockridge.
My party was a bore, darling. I should have known. I've told myself 100 times, never entertain unless Saturn is in conjunction with Mars. And look where Saturn is tonight.
Oh, boy, there never so.
There seems to be somebody missing, though.
Perhaps you mean my husband, Mr. Thurston.
Yes, Rhonda. I thought you went home with him.
The bee was in one of his moods. We quarreled again. He let me off here.
Fred, was you? Fred, was you? Mrs. Thurston?
I'll play red 36.
Yes. Numero 10, noir, 2, black. Do you lose, Missy?
Let's try 21, red.
21, red.
Right.
Yes. With one, eight, black.
Mr. Thurston, that's money you're losing.
Maybe 4 is my lucky number. Let's find out.
With one, 10, black.
Oh, I can't stand to watch anymore, Mr. Thurston. All this money going out and nothing coming back.
14, red.
In black, you lose again, mister.
Well, I guess that does it. Let's see. 500,000 francs.
500,000? Even if I such money.
Fred, I'll have to give you a check.
Oh, I'm very sorry, mister.
Olio will accept it.
Well, I do not think so, but I shall get it.
So, this is sad, Pagan. We'll drive out to Eden Rock and watch the sun come up. It's supposed to be quite a sight.
Huh?
Perhaps you'd like to come along, Mrs. Farrar, Rhonda.
Well,
you want to
your own,
Monsieur Thurston?
Yes, I lost quite a bit tonight, and I'd appreciate it if you'd take my check.
Oh, but, Monsieur, it is against the rules, even for you.
That's too bad. It's all made out. Yeah.
But I don't, bien, bien. I will make an exception.
Thanks. Good night, everybody.
I hope you enjoy the view from Eden Rock.
I expect to. Good night.
Doing out here, Mr. Rex? It's dark as a coal bin, and the prince's body is still down at the bottom of the cliff.
Take it easy, Pagan.
And you didn't tell nobody he was even there.
Whoever murdered him already knew it.
Well, sure, but this is no... You lost money, too.
It was a good investment.
Huh?
That wasn't a roulette system on that slip of paper. It was a code.
How did you know?
It said to cut your bet in half if you lose. No gambler ever does that. You'd never get even.
If you were sure you were going to lose, I...
At least one of the other players knows that same code. The one who murdered Hakim. I made it plain we were coming here, so we ought to have a visitor before they... Well...
Good evening, Mr. S. Am I prompt enough for you?
Right on time, Princess.
Then you are not surprised.
No. Hakim's body was successfully... Well, it was searched very carefully. But whoever killed him knew he was bald. Otherwise, they'd have been puzzled and searched for the hairpiece.
Poor baby. So vain about his hair. As if that wig covered his ugliness. And what else have you managed to deduce, Mr. Ack?
Not enough, I'm afraid. I thought maybe you would help me. The code was used for passing information to a Russian agent, wasn't it?
Yes. To the croupier.
One thing I don't understand, why you and the prince could be mixed up in a thing like this. Money, Rhonda?
For me, yes. For him, power. His grandfather was one of the strongest men in Egypt. Baby hoped to recoup his strength. The communists made him promise.
And you?
I told you. I can believe in giving a woman nothing. I had to beg for every penny. But the communists pay well, much better than your East Americans. Unfortunately, Baby was disturbed. I am afraid he did have a conscience. He wanted to talk to you. Mr. Farrar had told us who you were. I could not permit him to see you.
So you killed him? What was Baby disturbed about?
Mark Whitney's death, of course. He had finally managed to figure out it was murder.
Hmm?
Baby was such a coward. It took me days to get him to challenge Mark.
Go on.
With a little pressure from Coupier, Mark accepted the challenge. Perhaps if he had known his revolver was loaded with a blank...
Whitney was killed because he found out about this coat of yours.
You're right again. So?
Oh, put that gun away. Killing us wouldn't look like an accident.
I have no intention of firing. Unless you force me. Now, if you will just back up to the edge of the cliff.
Mr. Rex, I don't think he's kidding.
Sorry, Rhonda, I'm not moving.
Then I must kill you. I have no choice.
You can turn yourself over to the police. They're almost here, you know.
What?
The check I gave Olio tonight was a message to bring them. He's quite good about following instructions. Learned it in the Foreign Legion.
I do not believe you.
Car's turning in.
No. Is it not possible? Please, hurry, get away. Back to Italy. The party will help me there. It is only a few kilometers to the border. I will be...
Rhonda!
No!
The police are here. I have followed your orders.
Not much they can do now, Olio. Except pick up your croupier and hold him for espionage.
Yes, but the Princess Rhonda.
Down there. On the rock.
Ah, it was an accident?
Well,
no,
I wouldn't say it was an accident, Olio. I'd say she died of natural causes. Happens to people who are infected with greed and the desire for power. Oh, well. Come on, Peter.